Good morning, everybody. This is Chairman Brad Holton. I'll call the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 9:30 agenda item. We have two of them. We're going to do the first one that's listed up here. Meeting with Canyon County Attorneys for Legal Staff Update and Consider Action Items, of which we have three listed. Let's do them in order. First action item is consider memorandum of agreement between Canyon County Sheriff's Office and Idaho Public Safety Communications Commission. Good morning.
Good morning.
We will test our communication skills then.
Thanks, John.
Mr. Chair, Commissioners, this is a memorandum of understanding between the state and our communications for, as it relates to Next Gen 911. Wanted to get this before you. This will be kind of a, hopefully, a three-phase. We expect future agreements related to a change in technology and hopefully some grants. So wanted to get you aware of this on the front end. In terms of the agreement, you know, as it relates to the county, we will be uploading information into the state. And again, this agreement is required to be eligible for any grants or anything like that that the state may issue as it relates to the new Next Gen 911 rollout. So,
just to add a little bit, this is the typical Idaho Public Safety Communications grant that we usually put in for every year. They are doing a next gen upgrade for calls being coming into the Canyon County Sheriff's Dispatch Center. So basically it's coming from analog to digital type of, to put it as an analogy. And this portion here is to be able to provide the data of our geography area that the PSAP handles from 911 call taking. And it's just an agreement that we would basically share our data.
Mr. Chair, part of the Next Gen 911 kind of the working group to get to that point with the new technology, the state is actually contracted out with a company to gather all the GIS from all the counties throughout the state. So we have one repository for all the GIS that holds the road names for all the response, the routes, everything else. It's a one-stop shop. This is kind of a generic MOA from the state to all the counties because not all counties have GIS experts with on staff and they contract out. So it's built out that way as generic on purpose. So those that are applying for the grants for the ISPC or IPSCC to receive those funds for the core services. Now, what I will say is this agreement is not a bad agreement, but it's not really a complete agreement. We've been fighting with, I should say fighting, the last 2 years, the updates on the sheriff's dispatch 911 has not been updated but every 6 months. Now that IT is working with ETS services for GIS, for the PSAP and Spillman, we're just gonna do monthly updates to make sure the road names, because of the growth of Canyon County, it's unprecedented at this point. You want to make sure it's updated and those emergency routes are updated because the last thing you want to do is respond on a road name that's not there. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get that in order. And the reason why I bring that up is this MOA does not address frequency. So what I would like to do is we get the grants, we go down the road, we have a supplemental agreement with the county, Canyon County specifically, and the state, saying we want an automated process to update GIS because they want to do a manual process. Mm-hmm. There should, when you're talking next gen 911 services with digital footprint, it should not be manual. Mm-hmm. So we want to automate that, and we've got our GIS administrator in IT that's got to take all the information out of our GIS system, scrub the data, and only send them 911. Because within our GIS information, we have the assessor data, we have DSD data, we have 911 data, weed and pest, facilities, parks, all of that.
Yeah.
So we want to automate that. And we have the skill set in Canyon County, and I know Ada, I reached out to Steve O'Mara, the CIO, that's also over the 911 side of things. They're interested in doing the exact same thing. They have not seen this agreement. I sent it to them for kind of an FYI. They're going to reach out to the state to sign their agreement with them so they can move their GIS up there to the state. So there's a lot of moving pieces with this. I know that's a long-winded explanation to say this is not complete, but it's the minimum to get to the grant. Is that fair?
That's very fair. And we, there are some things that kind of going to that broad agreement component that I would have loved to see in here, and we push back and ask for some changes. Just things like being able to exit out of it, or a clear understanding of what the exit strategy might be. It's vaguely referenced there. And ultimately the response back from the state was, this is it. We've got 20 who have signed already. If you want to be a part of the grant, this is what you got. So I do anticipate that there will be needs to clarify things and really look on a county-to-county basis moving forward. So, but I should also say, in terms of the risk right now or potential cost to the county for breaking those things, there really isn't any in the agreement right now. So,
okay.
Chairman?
Yes.
I have a question, and it's based on the budget presentation that we heard from Chief Hart. So this is the potential funding source for dispatch that will move over to the new building. Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, that $1,879,000, that kind of boils into this. So this is kind of one step to be able to apply for that grant so they can expend those funds.
Okay. And then I would say, too, I really appreciate the time that our chief has dedicated. He's wearing a lot of hats, and he has been involved but jumped in this week to make sure that the interface between the dispatch, between the sheriff's office and the new building that we want to be the emergency operations center and handle this call volume. Roxanne Wade does a great job with dispatch, has been with Canyon County. So all these pieces that are detail oriented, really there's one subject matter expert. Thank you, legal, for backing up the chief on this, who again is wearing a number of hats, but the IT expertise required on this to crawl through these components. It's technical, and we're thankful you're here doing it. Otherwise, we would be potentially signing something that would not allow that to go forward. So,
Mr. Chair, I wanted to clarify one thing, because I'm the technical side of things, and I appreciate that thing, but the heavy lift really is Roxanne and dispatch and the sheriff's office. I'm there as a technical advisor to make sure we're asking the questions and clarifications so we're not doing things twice.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate that. There is a lot of time in this.
Yeah, it's a teamwork approach. And again, it's nice that we have people there that are helping move at that forward in a unified way for the county. That's our goal as Board of Commissioners. And so thank you for being here, Roxanne.
Ms. Chairman, also, I'm sorry, Commissioner McCabe, I think in the budget that shows how much if we went on standalone on our own, that's how much it would cost the county versus joining in this grant system.
Yeah. And you have a grant writer who's had success that's making a valiant attempt, I'm sure, to access these funds. So let us know how we can help move it forward. Yeah.
Well, I'm in favor.
I'm in favor.
All right. Any other discussion needed? Would you entertain a motion then?
Chairman, I move that the Board of County Commissioners signs the Memorandum of Agreement between the Canyon County Sheriff's Office and the Idaho Public Safety Communications Commission as presented.
A second.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Roxanne.
All right, so the next action item is consider Wright Systems Incorporated Arctic Wolf Core Users Agreement.
Mr. Chair, I'll kick that one off as well.
Okay.
Looks like these three action items are kind of mine to lead, so I'll take the lead on this one as well. PA Deputy Kramer's worked on this one with me on review, and Mazzoli's looked at it as well. So this, I want to be clear what this is. Arctic Wolf, I've referenced this in previous meetings. When there was a breach in the Ada County Dispatch, this is the company that saved their bacon. So I started having conversations with Ada County because we have a tight relationship and all things considered with technology. So I started looking into this product, and it's called Arctic Wolf. Been doing this for about 4 months in negotiations. I even sent down, I'll tell you what it is here in a second. But I sent my network engineer, my operations manager with NIT, and our information security officer down to Utah in the base of this place to see what their network center looks like. They are a virtual network operating center, which meaning they monitor your network. So this really is a cyber prevention, and I felt like this was warranted to go down this path because we are a custodian of the public's data. And if we do have some kind of breach, it's our liability to make sure that stuff is secure. We've negotiated a three-year agreement, and it's at $92,650, kind of like we did with the PAs with Carpel. So we locked in a three-year negotiated agreement. It started out at like $116,000. We've reduced that cost based on need and evaluation. Arctic Wolf, they are on the state of Idaho's purchasing list. Wright Systems, they're actually a certified vendor with the state of Idaho, and we can purchase off the NASPO agreement, and that's National Association of State Procurement Officials, where all of it's been pre-negotiated. So we can actually purchase under that umbrella. In a nutshell, this product is not budgeted in IT for FY25. So what I did is I think this is critical. I think this is something we have to do, because on our Tokyo Marine application for cyber every year, we ask if we have a virtual SOC monitoring our system. This is a 365, 24/7 monitoring system. And what they do is if they see any anomalies on our network, anything's getting copied externally, they can shut down that network. And this is why in Ada County, when they had the breach come in, they had their network shut down in 1 minute, prevented a whole breach and the circumvent of data extraction. It's pretty sophisticated. Their network operating centers are very impressive. And what happens is we put agents on our network, agents being a software module, monitors certain traffic and it reports out to them. And so in this agreement, we made sure there's an opt-out agreement. So Ben's worked on that. Also, they clarified they're not working with China or affiliated with China in any way with the new procurement laws. They were very easy to work with to get this agreement changed. All of it's in there, the identification clauses. And there's other things within IT like backburnered to put this up in priority. So even though it's unbudgeted, I've found savings on things I'm not doing to do this.
Chairman? Yep. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. And this is not replacing something we have. This is an addition to the suite of cybersecurity. Okay.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Just, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, to feed on that question, is we have a lot of systems on our network to monitor when IT is present. Most breaches happen when we're not here. Based on time frames, it's a global attack. This will help us do that 365, 24/7.
And I appreciate, too, that your involvement in the risk management and our insurer who's been really happy with us. So this is required under the terms of that contract with them for Tokyo Marine that we have something in place, if I understand it correctly.
I believe it's not a requirement, but I do believe it drops our premium by selecting we have this service.
Okay.
All the things we have in place qualified for the cyber policy, and we meet the requirements.
Okay.
This just goes up and beyond, and I think there might be a savings there.
Okay, thank you for that. I'm in favor.
Okay. Legal's reviewed contract?
Yep.
We're good.
Chair, again, as Greg indicated, they responded to our concerns, and again, the big one being that it is a three-year negotiated term, but we have an opt-out if non-appropriation happens.
Awesome.
All right. There's no other discussion. I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the agreements with Consider Right Systems Incorporated, Arctic Wolf core user agreements.
I will second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay. So the third one is Consider Digline Membership Agreement.
All right, Mr. Chair, I'll take this one. Do you want to start?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. So Chief Mazzoli is the one that reviewed this one with me. In a nutshell, Digline, as we all know, if you do any excavation, any projects you call Digline, they come out and mark utilities. One utility they do not look for and mark is fiber optic. We have fiber optics pathways run throughout the county, around the courthouse, all of our critical 13 locations. What this does, it's a $92.50 membership fee every year. We can upload our fiber maps through GIS. So whenever there's a excavation project that happens within 50 feet of our map, they call us to validate, to come out and mark it. They do not mark fiber optics. I thought this was in the works 2 years ago. It fell off by the wayside, and it should have been done because we've had our fiber cut, dug, punched, drilled through for the last 10 years multiple times, causing downtime. And this last incident we had was we had a fresh fiber optic put in place, and I'm not here to throw facilities under the bus at all. They did the right, they called Digline, and so everything came out marked. They punched right through it, and it was a $6,000 repair on our own dime. So it, again, no fault. It's just we didn't get this thing done with Digline. Otherwise, we would have marked it. So it's a cheap $92 a year.
$6,092. Gee, that's a hard decision.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, okay.
Totally in support, Chairman. And this was really dropped by the former person in IT. So if we're... That's not how we operate, is to place blame, but this was anticipated to have been done, so I'm happy that we're doing it now. I'm in full support.
Board, if I can, a couple of things. There's the identified contact information of Chris Everett with the county, also Curtis Long with the county, and then a couple other authorized authors. This board can approve the entire contract. We did discuss that it's basically a forever contract, so to speak. And that we talked about whether or not we should have an annual renewal of it. That's not placed in the contract. However, there's a 90-day get out of the contract if you want. So if you decide not to appropriate the $92 every year, you can get out of it within a 90-day difference. That's a small user membership. It allows us 50 tickets. And then it's $1.85 per ticket beyond that. However, I think it'd be good to kind of pay attention to the number of tickets per year. The next group up is what we would consider a small user B, which is $185, still very nominal, doubles the amount of tickets allowed. So it just gives us a chance to see how much of this we are using. There are a couple of appendixes to this, which would require the authorized signature of one of those people who are Mr. Everett or Mr. Long or any, RAS, I think, is also identified, Mr. Larson, Mr. Rodriguez, and those are whether or not we want to receive daily updates or whether we're okay with just receiving, hey, this month you received two updates, here they are, in lieu of no tickets today. So things like that in the appendix that I think the authorized signature can review. It doesn't increase the price of the contract, doesn't change the terms of that. They're just appendices to decide how we want to receive what information and the frequency with which we want to receive it. So otherwise, with the 90-day out clause, it's not really binding. And like you said, it's a very nominal fee for a very important service.
Yeah.
Kind of compare, when you run into your own car in the driveway, you gotta pay both insurances. So I'd rather have just one $90 fee every year.
Chairman, can I ask a question?
Yes.
We have our facilities director here, and I know that our chief is doing the fiber optics watch, but I'm assuming that we have data already that's driving what it is we're selecting for an option on the number of tickets.
I would assume so. And the fiber optics are a little different than all the rest of the utilities, but this does require, and Mr. Rass has confirmed that, this does require us to provide them with all of our mapping and everything else.
It's right.
All those lines. So we'll just have to kind of see where we're at. I think Greg may be able to speak more towards the $50 or 50 tickets.
Well, Ms. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, it's a good question because the only time we're notified is when the fiber is damaged.
Right.
We don't know how many tickets this will actually be until we're notified of any excavation around our fiber.
Okay.
because we've lucked out probably multiple times where people have dug and missed.
Right. Okay. So and it will, it'll be Chris Everett and Dave and Hyro that are tracking those going forward to build the base for what it is we need.
And I will as well.
Yep. And it's such a nominal fee. It's like this is one of the best deals that the board has signed to protect county assets. So
it is. And as we expand to different facilities like the Poly Farm that we just purchased, we're going to have to run fiber optics there. We'll update our map, upload it to DigLine, and just keep it updated.
Awesome. Okay. I'm totally in favor.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the DigLine membership agreement as presented.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Great. Thank you. Important stuff. All righty. So next item on the agenda is executive session. Will D and F?
We have C in there also, too, Chairman.
We have C also. Okay. C, D, and F.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061 subsection C regarding acquisition of real property, D, records exempt, and F, to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
Second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes, so motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves in recess to executive session.